get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Time to tee it up and talk some golf. It's what we do every Sunday morning here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello and welcome from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm Jay Ritchie along with Jerry Butenoff, talking golf coast to coast across America and around the world on the American Forces Network. Thanks for listening wherever you are joining us today. Special show for you today. We're on the brink of another fall college golf season. And on Tee to Green today, we've got the head coaches of the men's and women's golf teams who won it all this past spring. Up first, the head coach of Jerry's UCLA Bruins women's golf team, Kerry Forsythe, will be here. UCLA won its third NCAA title earlier this year, and the Bruins open their season in a couple of weeks, and we'll hear from Kerry Forsythe. It was her second national championship as head coach at UCLA. Then later in the hour, Kevin McPherson will be here. He is the new head coach at Augusta State. You may not know this, but Augusta State, the little school that could, is two-time NCAA men's defending champions. They won it in 2009. And they won it again 2010. He was an assistant coach, and he got the top job in late July. So Kevin McPherson will be here to talk about an Augusta State three-peat as men's NCAA champions in 2011. Kevin McPherson and Kerry Forsythe. We talk college golf today here on Tee to Green. We've also got golf tips coming your way from Mark Kebble here at the Broadmoor on today's show.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What am I going to do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
And as always, we invite you to check out our website, teetogreenradio.com. And while you're there, check us out on Facebook, too. It's Tee to Green. Jay and Jerry going to tee it up next with Kerry Forsythe, UCLA golf coach, as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you suffer from arthritis, muscle soreness, muscle cramps, or joint pain and stiffness? If so, Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief can help you. Scientifically advanced Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief combines the new Miracle Cure Celedrin with clinically proven pain relief ingredients to not only reduce arthritis pain, but to eliminate it. Apply it once in the morning and once in the evening for 24-hour relief. Get Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief at arthriticmax.com. Get the relief you need now. Visit arthriticmax.com.
Attention men, did you know that research has discovered one common thread that makes men more likely to be wealthy, successful, and more attractive to women? This single factor is also essential for healthy sex drive, muscle tone, and that unquenchable energy of youth. It's a man's testosterone, and it peaks in his 20s and decreases by 1 to 2% every year thereafter. By the age of 35, rapidly diminishing testosterone levels can result in weight gain, depression, and loss of libido. The good news, you can elevate your testosterone back to peak levels without the use of harmful injections, creams, or patches. You can achieve this naturally, and you won't believe how easy it is. Call this toll-free number and leave us a voicemail with your email address, and we'll send you a copy of our comprehensive, easy-to-understand free testosterone report. There's no obligation to buy to get this valuable and useful information. So call now, 800-889-6262. That's 800-889-6262. 800-889-6262.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome75.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome75.com is legit. They're connected to a multi-billion-dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. and one of the few work-from-home companies with an A-plus rating, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to incomeathome75.com now. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Wow. Visit incomeathome75.com. Incomeathome75.com. That's incomeathome75.com.
You gotta love a flat-cut brisket. Baked, braised, stewed, or barbecued. There are about as many ways to cook it up as there are games over the weekend. And whether you're the tailgating type or more recliner inclined, its big beefy flavor and fall-apart tenderness make the flat-cut brisket a cut that you can count on. One of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Beef. Learn to love them all at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
It is destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it. Tee to Green from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, where we talk golf every Sunday morning. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenhoff. Great to have you with us today. Looks like a great day here in Colorado Springs and a great day for golf. Hope it is that way wherever you are. It's, of course, a very special weekend, too, as we commemorate events transpired some 10 years ago. It's hard to believe it's been 10 years since the September 11th attacks in 2001 on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon.
Yeah, I remember it's one of those things, what were you doing when you heard what was going on? And I just know that as I was working from home at the time, pretty much full time, and I was glued to the TV for 4 or 5 days. I just, couldn't take my eyes off of what was going on and everything at that time.
We're also on the verge of another fall college golf season, and our show today is going to be dedicated to college golf. Our first guest has been the head coach of women's golf at UCLA since 1999. She's now in her 12th year, won a couple of championships along the way, 2004 and 2011. So the UCLA women will be opening defense of their national championship here very shortly. She is also joining us right now on the line from her home in Southern California. We're happy to have Carrie Forsythe joining us today here on T2 Green, the defending NCAA women's champions, UCLA, ranked number one in the preseason polls this year. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Jerry's pretty excited being a UCLA grad. And no one from Southern Cal.
I heard that he was a UCLA grad. So
yeah, we have no one from
somebody, a fellow Bruin on the on the phone.
And no one from Southern Cal on the show today. So you're okay there.
No, that's good.
Well, it's nice that you could join us today to talk a little college golf. When you came into last season, you're no stranger to NCAA tournament appearances and things like that. Were the hopes pretty high? Were you looking at that team that you had last season as potentially a national championship team?
Well, I think we knew that we had the ability to do it, and we played very well at the NCAA Regional Championship, which was the week prior, and we won there. But we wanted to come in very calm and not putting too much pressure on ourselves. I've had great teams in years past where we set our expectations got a little bit ahead of ourselves, and we didn't want to do that this year. We were very calm, very willing to live with whatever the result was going to be. But we knew we had the talent and the ability to do it. And fortunately for us, we were able to put it together at the right time and bring home number 107 for UCLA.
I mentioned that you won it all in 2004 as well. Was the 2004 team similar to this past team, or were they kind of two different type of teams that just found ways to win?
Actually, there was a lot of similarities in many ways. I think that the interesting thing about both the teams that we had that won were that there was no, we had great players, but nobody, we didn't have a number one ranked player in the country or anything like that. But what we had on both teams was a very solid 1 through 6. And in 2004, we actually had a solid 1 through 7. So we had a lot of depth in both years. And Even though we only travel with five players in play, having that extra depth really improves practice and the competition that we do throughout the whole season. And that was one thing that both teams shared.
Carrie, you talked about not getting ahead of yourself last year and with the expectations. I know the couple of runner-up finishes, I believe in 08 and 09, there was a lot expected. As a coach, did you take something from those 2 years and you know, something mentally that you could give your team this past spring?
Again, I think in both of those years, we had just a phenomenal team going into the championship. And our expectations we got ahead of ourselves both years. We wanted to win. It was right in the forefront of our mind. We knew we could win. And I just believe the players were putting too much pressure on themselves to try to get it done. And they wanted it. But in golf, you know, it's you know, the event is 72 holes. There's a lot of factors that are out of your control as a team and as players. And we just put too much pressure on ourselves. And so that's why going in this year, we really tried to be a lot more low-key. We wanted the girls to be pumped up, but we didn't want them to get, you know, worrying or thinking about winning until, you know, it was right there and we were on those last few holes. And that's what we were able to do this year, and I think that really helped us. That's why we won.
We're with Carrie Forsythe. She's the head women's golf coach at UCLA, the defending national champions, and they're rated number one in the preseason for this year. The new season starts here very shortly. And, Carrie, you've been at this for a few years now, and people are probably that don't really follow college golf that closely. Maybe they follow the PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour, but they may not be dedicated fans of college golf. Might be wondering just exactly what the role of a coach is in college golf. Are you more of a mental coach? Do you work with the players during a round? How does all that come together?
Well, we're tremendous multitaskers in the coaching of college golf. We manage and run practices. For our team, I mean, I know what we do as coaches is we try to really help our girls with course management. We try to teach them things about their swing, about putting, about the short game, about shot making, how to manage their time. Boy, you name it. I mean, we do a lot to help really prepare the team and teach them so that when they leave college, they're at a higher level than when they came in. And that's one of our main goals. On the golf course, during the tournament, we are permitted to help the players. We can give them advice. We can, you know, tell them what they're playing, you know, what their other teammates hit on a certain hole, on a par three or whatever. We can help them if they have a difficult shot, make a decision. We can give them yardage. We can provide them snacks and drinks and keep them hydrated, and you know, the list goes on and on. So we're pretty busy.
Carrie, you get a lot of players and all college coaches that you know, some of them have been coached a lot since they were 8 years old, let's say. Some of them not so much. You've got public golfers, country club kids. Do you ever get someone that comes in, you know, that's got something in their game that you just kind of go, ooh? And then do you mess with that, or do you just kind of let them go with what they've learned?
Well, it really depends on where we are in our season. Generally speaking, we're going to try to help them get to the next level. And if they have something in their game that's going to prevent that from happening, then we will address it. And typically we'll do it, you know, we'll try to work through their swing instructor and see if we can go that route, because a lot of times that's, the kids, you know, they have somebody that they've worked with for a long time, and it's hard to maybe, you know, go against something that the teacher might have taught them. But if we can work through their teacher and have conversations about, you know, what we're seeing in their game, a lot of swing instructors, they don't really watch their players in the golf course very much. They just see them on the driving range, and you don't always get a true view of what a player is doing out on the course until you're with them every day watching them play. So. But we, you know, we will try to address it. We'll try to get their game up to be the most solid, the best that it can be. And but again, you know, if we can go through their regular teacher, we'll do that. If we can't, we will very, very gently try to work through it in the parts of our season that we're not necessarily competing. But we don't have a whole lot of time like that, so it's a challenge. It's one of the more difficult things about the job.
You mentioned swing adjusters and coaches and personal coaches. 12 years ago when you started, wow, I hear the music coming up. We'll pick up on this when we come back on the other side. Is that okay, Carrie?
That'd be fine, yes.
Okay, I just wanted to ask you about the role of all of these other people and the other influences on your players that you probably didn't have to deal with some 12 years ago. We'll talk on the other side as we come back with Carrie Forsythe. She is the head women's golf coach at UCLA, the defending national champions. They won it all in 2004 and again in 2011, and they're ranked number one in the preseason polls for this year. Later in the hour, Kevin McPherson from Augusta State, the two-time defending men's national champions, will join us here on Tee to Green today as we talk college golf coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio. We're across the XM and Sirius satellite radio dials and the Sports Byline broadcast network.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Savings is everything during Toyota's nationwide clearance event. Right now, your Toyota dealer has the summer's best deals on all your favorite models. Visit your local Toyota dealer to find the fuel-efficient vehicle you've been looking for. And right now, get 0% APR financing for a full 60 months on a new 2011 Camry or Tundra. Plus, get $500 bonus cash on Camry or $1,000 bonus cash on Tundra. Or choose 0% APR financing for 36 months on some of our most fuel-efficient models, including Corolla, Highlander, Sienna, Avalon, and Venza. But hurry, the nationwide clearance event ends soon.
0% APR financing for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed. 0% APR financing for 36 months with $2,778 per $1,000 borrowed. On approved credit from Toyota Financial Services, offers exclude Matrix and hybrid models. Offers may vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 9/6/11.
Toyota, a proud sponsor of Calling All Sports and the Toyota Road Shows with Marty Terrell.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, my name is Kathy Matthews. I'm the operations golf professional at the Broadmoor Golf Club, and I'm here today to talk to you about long irons, fairway woods, and also about putting. What's really helped in my long irons, the advances in technology and the introduction of hybrid clubs. All the major club manufacturers have some form of a hybrid, be it the Cobra Baffler, TaylorMade Rescue, Nike CPR. All the club manufacturers are making these now. To me, it's almost like cheating. The clubs have more bulge and roll. They're weighted in the back of the club to help get the ball up in the air. And I personally have pulled my 3-iron and 4-iron out of my golf bag and seen an increase in distance those lengths from my irons, and also consistency and accuracy. So I vote for hybrids, and you should definitely try them out at your club's demo day if you haven't already this year.
For more on hybrids and how to hit the ball better in the fairway with long irons or fairway woods, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional. It's the show by golfers, for golfers. You found it. Tee to Green. We're live every Sunday from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie along with Jerry Butenoff. Next Sunday's show, by the way, we're coming to you not from the Broadmoor, but from the Long Drive, the Mile High Shootout, the Long Drive Championship that's going to be taking place in Denver. We had Derek Hines from the Mile High Shootout on our show last week talking about that. And one of the things that Derek wanted me to mention this week is they still have some openings. They're having a Pro-Am event on Friday, and they're going to pair up the amateurs with one of the long drive competitors in each of the groups that they get. And so if you want to go out there and play with some of the longest hitters, not only in the U.S., but in the world, in the Pro-Am on Friday, this coming Friday, you can call Derek at 303-523-6552 or Jack Doherty at 866-387-1888 for more information, or just go to the website longdrivers.com, longdrivers.com for more information on how you can be a part of the Pro-Am on Friday at the Westmoor Golf Course in Westminster, Colorado. That'll be the Long Drive Mile High Shootout coming up Friday and Saturday in Denver. On the show today, we've got Kevin McPherson. He's the head men's golf coach at Augusta State, two-time NCAA men's golf champions. He'll be up in just a little bit, but we continue now with Kerry Forsythe, the women's golf coach at UCLA. UCLA, the defending women's champion this year. And Kerry's been there. This is her 12th season now, and she's won it all in 2004. She won it all this past spring. And Kerry, to continue what we were getting into before we had to go to the break, when you started back in 1999, you mentioned all of these coaches now that all of these your players have. So I guess there's a lot more layers between you and your players now than there used to be when you started, is there not?
Yeah, there is. There, you know, a lot of players are getting more advanced instruction, and you know, working with nutritionists and have workout programs, and it's getting to where they're doing that younger and younger, and you know, it's great because it's part of the reason why the players are getting so much better. But, you know, as a coach, as a college coach, it can be sometimes a little bit challenging when, you know, you might have different philosophies and everybody can be on a completely different page, and trying yeah. to unite all of the players and all of their concepts and philosophies together into a team and in team environment. You know, that's kind of the hard part sometimes.
And I imagine that's kind of a challenge that's unique to college golf, because I can't imagine one of the top football recruits at any school coming in with three or four, an entourage of three or four coaches, or basketball or any of the other sports. So I imagine this is pretty unique to just college golf, is it not?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question there. I've got a little bit of a bad line here.
Okay, I just said I think this is probably something that's unique to college golf, is it not? The players coming to you, their coach, but they have all these other coaches as well.
Oh, it is. I think the only other sport that's like that is probably tennis. It's something that you deal with on in individual sports where players are used to getting private instruction. Mm-hmm. They've been on their own for a long time, and there's never been an overriding team concept where you have, you know, when you grow up playing football, you grow up playing soccer or other sports like that, there's always a head coach, and there's always been a team, and that's, you know, and you listen, and the coach is the one who does the major instruction on how to play your sport. And in our sport, it's a little bit different because it's an individual sport played in team format.
Carrie, I think a lot of our listeners, and they may not be familiar with the actual format of a college golf tournament, and then, you know, what you go through to get to the national finals. You go through a regional event and everything. Why don't you walk us through that and let our listeners know what really goes on during a college golf tournament?
Okay, well, no problem. Basically, our team consists of five players, and it's typically 54-hole events. Sometimes there'll be 36 holes, as in the case of the national championship, it's 72 holes. But generally, most normal regular season events are 54 holes. In each round, every player plays their own ball. In each round, we count the four best scores of the five, and we drop the worst score. So we're getting a four-score total every day. And at the end of the event, you total them all up, and the lowest score is the team champion of that event. There are usually anywhere from 15 to 18 colleges competing at any, you know, particular tournament. So, you know, there's a lot of competition, and, you know, that's the way it goes. So when we get down towards the end of our season, we have a win-loss record based on head-to-head competition, and they kind of extrapolate from there where it's a little bit like a lot of the Sagarian ranking, if you ever look at Golf Week, where it's head-to-head competition, but it's also head-to-head versus common opponents. So even though we may not see a particular team during the season, if we beat a team that's beaten that team by default, then, you know, we're thought to have beat that team also. So that's how they determine the rankings. Once you make it into a regional championship by being ranked high enough in the country or winning your conference championship, there's two ways you can get in, then each regional has 24 teams, and each regional, there's three regionals, and each regional, eight teams advance to the national championship. So same format, we play 54 holes. The eight lowest team scores will advance to the championship.
Now, you're ranked number one in the preseason coaches poll. Is that based on what you did last year, reputation, or are you loaded? You got a lot of folks coming back.
It's kind of a combination of all of those. Based on what we did last year and how we finished our season ranked, and then they take a look at who we lost and who we have coming in, and just, you know, the anticipation that we'll be as good as we were last year, if not better, because we have a little bit more depth this year, in fact. But, you know, at the end of the day, the ranking as it stands right now, it's just guesswork. It's not, we haven't done anything to earn it yet. And we won't get a real ranking probably until, honestly, February, March. That's when you've played enough times that your ranking actually means something.
Yeah. So it's just like every other sport, right?
Pretty much, yeah. It's just a bunch of talk.
Carrie, you've got a former player who's made quite a bit of a little splash here this summer on tour, Ryan O'Toole. In fact, she even got named, kind of surprisingly, to the Solheim Cup team. Have you talked to her in the last couple weeks at all?
Yeah, I actually saw her last week. She was on campus and came by, spent some time with her. She's so excited. We're so excited as a program. It's just such a great thing for her and such an honor for her to do this and represent her country and her university. And she's really excited. She's ready to go.
You returned four of your top five players from your 2011 championship fivesome. You opened defense of your title in Tennessee next weekend, or is it 2 weeks?
Yes, not next weekend, but kind of right after the following weekend is when we start, and we're going to be at Tennessee. Oh, Excuse me one second. See, I got one of my babies just woke up.
It is early out there.
But yes, so we're gonna be starting off at playing in the fall preview, and we're looking forward to that. We're getting ready for it now.
All right. Well, good timing. There's the music, so you can tend to your little ones. Coach Kerry Forsythe, the head coach of the UCLA Bruins women's team, the defending NCAA champions in 2011 and rated number one in the preseason coaches poll for this year. Kerry, thanks for joining us. Best of luck to you and the Bruins. We'll be watching and following you all season, and we'll try to get you back on sometime, and we'll talk more women's college golf.
Oh, thank you so much for having me this morning.
Thanks, Coach. Kerry Forsythe. Kerry Forsythe, head women's coach at UCLA. Up next, Kevin McPherson. He's the new head coach at Augusta State. He's got some big shoes to fill. Augusta State has won the NCAA men's championship the past two seasons. He's a rookie coach. He'll talk about a three-peat as we continue here on Tee to Green.
Looking for a better sex life? Find it at adultfriendfinder.com/radio, the world's largest and sexiest casual dating site with millions of members worldwide. Sensual singles and swingers in your area are looking for fun. Don't make them wait. View millions of sexy member photos, upload your own, chat live, or even video chat for a more interactive experience. Go to adultfriendfinder.com/radio today. More members, more action.
Membership subject to Adult Friend Finder's terms of use.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you in pain? Have you tried every pain medication? Heat pack, cold pack, muscle soak, or topical cream, only to be left with more aches and pains? Then you need to try Blue Goo, a new pain relief treatment gel developed specifically by a lab based in Los Angeles for the treatment of arthritis, bursitis, tendinitis, joint pain, back pain, and general muscle aches and strains. Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical in Los Angeles, California, recommends Blue Goo for his patients trying to cope with hip and knee pain before surgery. Let Blue Goo be the last pain relief product you ever use. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. That's 1-888-330-0123. And that's not all. We'll even pay the shipping and handling costs. So why wait? Don't spend another minute of your life in pain. Call 1-888-330-0123 now or visit us online at www.dothegoo.com.
You could win big with Wolverine's Backyard Bonanza Sweepstakes. I'm Jason Cameron, licensed contractor and TV host. If you're like me, you love being outdoors. Now is your chance to win the ultimate backyard. I'm talking about a stainless gas grill, fire pit, furniture, the works. Enter for a chance to win now at Wolverine.com. The Wolverine Backyard Bonanza.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents in the 50 United States and D.C. 18 or older with a valid email address. Visit Wolverine.com by November 30th, 2011 for official rules, prize details, and instructions to enter. Void where prohibited.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, my name's Kathy Matthews. I'm the operations golf professional at the Broadmoor Golf Club, and today I'm here to talk to you about putting. Often I get asked, Kathy, how do I reduce my score? How do I lower my handicap? Well, short game's the number one way to do that. We all need to shave strokes around the green. So I'm going to tell you about my approach to putting and how to eliminate the dreaded three putt. I line up my golf ball, be it the stamp on the golf ball with the manufacturer's name, or I actually put a Sharpie marker line on my golf ball and align that to where I want the ball to start on the line. From there, once I've decided on my direction for the putt, the only other factor is distance. So you always see amateurs standing over a putt and they're so concerned about the line. Where's the putt going? Then they just hit the ball entirely too hard or miss it 15 feet short. And I say, you know, how often do you miss a putt 8 feet by or 8 feet short or 5 feet by or 5 feet short? And the answer is all the time. But generally you don't miss right or left. So because of that, once I get the ball lined up with the stamp or the line, my only thought, how hard do I need to hit this? What's my distance on the putt? And if you can improve distance control, your three putts are going to be eliminated.
Save strokes. Check out the website, tgreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. You found it. Tee to Green from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff talking golf, talking college golf on the show today. And, Jerry, I think if you to ask a casual golf fan who won the men's NCAA golf championship this past season, most people would say, oh, probably Stanford or Oklahoma State.
Wake Forest.
Wake Forest, one
Florida.
Of the Texas schools. Yeah. I don't think very many would say Augusta State. Not only did Augusta State win it this past year, but they won it the year before, too. They are the two-time men's NCAA national champions. And joining us right now to talk a little Augusta State golf is the brand-new head coach. Augusta State won the championship this past June, and right after winning, two-time National Coach of the Year Josh Gregory left. He accepted the job at his alma mater, Southern Methodist University in Dallas. And about a month and a half later, Kevin McPherson was appointed the men's head golf coach at the school. No stranger there. He'd been the women's golf coach. He was an assistant to Coach Gregory. And Kevin McPherson joins us right now here on Tee to Green. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me. Thanks,
sure.
Jay.
No problem. Thanks for doing this. First off, tell us a little bit about your background. As I said, you were no stranger to the program there at Augusta State. Did you ever think you'd end up being the head coach?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a dream come true for me, especially after, you know, the last couple of years with the wonderful stories and having, you're right, I mean, back-to-back national championships at a little place like Augusta State is really a, you know, storybook. It's unbelievable how something like this can happen. And for me, it's an honor to take over after Coach Gregory left for SMU as alma mater. You know, I've always had the thoughts of, you know, getting back onto the men's side as a head coach. I was the assistant coach at University of Central Florida on the men's side before I took the women's job here at Augusta State. And so, you know, I certainly wanted to explore that possibility, and it just happened to work out with the timing, you know, being perfect, and, you know, everyone in Augusta and all of our biggest supporters, all the players on the team, you know, everybody was behind me with getting the job, and it was certainly, you know, that's something that's very humbling to me to know that everybody had the support and had the confidence in me to lead this team.
So you mentioned the storybook aspect of this whole thing, Augusta State, the little school that could. How is Augusta State able to compete with the big boys?
Oh, how much time do we have?
In a nutshell.
Let me say, it's, you know, Augusta State, the athletic department is actually a Division II athletic department,
right.
And we have got Division I golf. Both men's and women's golf is Division I and the only Division I sport at Augusta State. So it's a bit of a challenge there, but our supporters that we have in Augusta, obviously we have Augusta National right here next door to us. where they host that little tournament in April every year. But we have we've got a lot of supporters that that donate, that step up to the plate, that we were able to build some of the best practice facilities for our golf program anywhere in the country. We have our home golf course. It's owned and operated by the university, which is just adjacent to our practice facility, along with 11 other golf courses that we play on a regular basis that are very good. Four-star or so host some of the best golf courses around, and so we've got a lot of recruiting tools that help us to be able to succeed at the highest level. But budgetary standpoints, it's night and day difference between some of the big schools. We always play against the SEC and the ACC schools over here in the Southeast, and we're talking about sometimes I might even try to crunch and pack all my clothes on a carry-on, so I save the $50 or so with the airline travel. But it's just it ends up working it out, and we've got like I said, some of the best supporters anywhere in the game, because everybody in Augusta does they love golf. I mean, they have and golf is almost like the football at Augusta State University. The golf team is like a football team anywhere else in the ACC or SEC or so.
Kevin, have you had the perfect storm of players show up here all of a sudden that's been able to allow you guys to win back-to-back titles from a small school like that?
Well, I mean, I think that I think you got to get lucky sometimes a little bit. We had Henrik Norlander was a three-time All-American who just graduated this past year, and we had Patrick Reed who just turned pro after his junior year, who was a first-team All-American this past year, and when you have two first-team All-Americans on your team, that's a very, very good competition right there. I mean, you're looking at, you're on the road, you're playing five players on the road, you count four scores. I mean, you're looking at 50% of your team right there with counting scores that are, first-team All-Americans. And so, the stars have a line for us where we, and those are the type of players that, I'm looking to, unfortunately, I've got to replace those players, and it's very difficult to replace first-team All-Americans. And so, we've had some of the best players and the top five players, I believe, this past year. Looking at statistics, I mean, they were amongst the top 100 players in the country. And there's over 5,000 players that play Division I golf throughout the country. So, that's a lot to be said about that.
Augusta State, the 2009-2010 NCAA men's champions in NCAA golf. And we're talking to first-year head coach Kevin McPherson, who just took over the program in July. Kevin, they talk about success, breed success. Has there been, have you noticed a change when you're out there beating the bushes, out there recruiting? After winning two NCAA championships, have you noticed a big change in the way Augusta State is perceived?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's... everywhere I go, especially on the golf side of things, everyone knows who I am. Everyone knows, who Augusta State is now. The first year they said that it was the David versus Goliath, winning the national championship, beating out Oklahoma State, which Oklahoma State has the best team in history of college golf throughout the years, and it was almost like seemed like a little bit of a fluke, but winning a second national championship, it's like, well, this Augusta State team is legit. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have acknowledged that. A lot of people on the recruiting end, and it's not necessarily something that just helps Augusta State men's golf. It helps the women's golf team with recruiting. It helps all of our other sports, whether it's baseball or basketball, those types of things, with just getting Augusta State on the map. I mean, getting you guys, to call me from Colorado over
exactly.
Here in Augusta, I mean, that's something right there that gives us the exposure and, it allows us to get our name out there, and we're continuing to succeed in all of our sports as well.
Kevin, talk about the dynamic. I guess you don't see this a lot, or people that follow the more popular college sports. You've coached a women's team. Now you're going back to the men. What's the difference in coaching girls versus boys at that age?
That's a good question. I mean, I think, coaching is coaching to me, whether it's men or women. The hole is still the same size. The clubs are still the same length. The golf ball is still the same. You know, some of the differences with the men's and the women's, there's a little more imagination in the men's game with just being able to hit the high flop shot, being able to hit, you know, the high draw, the low fades, you know, those types of things. I've always said, you know, I've been around women's golf for a long time, and, you know, and both men's and women's, and, you know, women's golf, I mean, really, they play what I call the boring game of golf, where it's hit the fairway, hit the green, two putt, you know, move on about their, you know, business. But you know what?
I wish my game was that boring.
That's a great way to play. That's a, you know, the ball doesn't move a lot offline. Ball doesn't carry as far in the air. But you know, it's for me, I got to get my money's worth and spray it. You know, in the left trees, the right trees, in the water, those kind of things. But it's you know, the little bit of the dynamics between the two. I mean, it's just that, you know, being able to hit the more of the creative shots, and for me, you know, just being able to adjust to the women's side, knowing how far their carry distances are, and not being able to relate it more to my game versus the men, it's very similar to me.
People may not know this, but Kevin's younger sister, Christy McPherson, is on the LPGA Tour. She was a member of the 2009 U.S. Solheim Cup team. Do you ever turn to her when you need some advice, Kevin?
Absolutely.
Or is it the other way around?
You know, that's it's funny. Last April we had the, or 1st of May, I'm sorry, we had the NCAA East Regional Championship down at LPGA International. And Christy volunteered as our volunteer assistant coach to help us out at the NCAA Regionals last year. Unfortunately, we didn't do so well, but I can blame it on my assistant, I guess. it was one of those things where, I mean, she's played that golf course so many times. She knows it like the back of her hand, and you know, it was an easy decision for me and all the girls on my team. You know, Christy will come around here and practice. I mean, again, we have some of the best facilities anywhere in the Southeast, and, you know, she'll come here and practice, you know, some of the off days that she has. And, you know, the girls on the team, they look up to her, and, you know, it doesn't matter whether she's talking about, you know, the putting or, you know, just driving of the ball, anything. I mean, the girls are always listening, you know, to what she has to say. So it she's been beneficial for us as well, absolutely.
So you're on the verge, aren't you, of starting your fall season here?
We are. Matter of fact, I just picked the team yesterday. So we're leaving out Wednesday morning for Chicago, where we're heading to Olympia Fields, where they hosted the 2003 U.S. Open.
So. Oh. I was there.
It's a test to start off the season.
Yeah, great course. And, yeah, like you said, a test to start off the season. Well, let's go for three in a row. What do you say?
Hey, you know what? I'm game. I'm game for it. Let's do it.
Okay. Hey, Kevin, best of luck to you and the Jaguars here in the upcoming season as you make a quest for a three-peat. And thanks for joining us today here on Tee to Green.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate you having us, and I appreciate the support for Augusta State Golf.
Kevin McPherson, head men's golf coach, Augusta State, the two-time NCAA national champion. When we come back, Jerry's here, going to take us on tour. No PGA Tour event this weekend. Kind of unusual, but plenty of golf to talk about, and Jerry's going to do that next.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain 250 $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
You found it, Tee to Green, the golf show. We like to call it the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. And boy, another hour has just flown by, but we're not done yet. Jerry's here, and he's going to take us on tour.
Not as much action as normal here, but some stuff to report on. The women are at the Northwest Arkansas Championship at the Pinnacle Country Club. Hmm. Sounds nice, doesn't
it? Yeah, that's a golf brand.
Amy Yang and Yanni Sen are leading at minus nine. Sen, by the way, going for win number 8 this year worldwide.
And she's the defending champ.
Fifth win on tour, won here last year. They got a one-shot lead over Taylor Leon. And then Stacey Lewis, who won this as an amateur a few years back. Christy Kerr, NB Park, and Jin Young Park are 2 shots back at minus 7. The amateur version of the Ryder Cup going on in Scotland, the Walker Cup. Jay, you know, when we talk about golf courses over here, you know, the Broadmoor, you know, over 90 years old now. That's an old golf course, right?
Yeah, it is.
Royal Aberdeen. Do you know when that opened?
A long time ago.
1780 in Aberdeen, Scotland, where the Walker Cup is going on. The U.S. is trailing Great Britain and Ireland now, 7-5 after the first day. And just like the Ryder Cup, they have trouble in that team format. They split the singles. Both Kelly Kraft and Patrick Cantlay, the finalists in the U.S. Amateur, are playing. They lost the foursomes yesterday, 3-1, the U.S. team did. Split the singles, 4-4. They'll play four balls in singles again today over in Royal Aberdeen. And on the European Tour, Simon Dyson just wrapped up the KLM Open. Once again, Rory McIlroy and Lee Westwood close, but couldn't pull it off again this week, just like last weekend.
No cigar. That's over in the Netherlands, right?
It is.
Patrick Cantlay, isn't he a UCLA grad?
He is also a UCLA, actually just a sophomore there, but the number one world-ranked junior or amateur right now.
Wow. Yeah. The men's team, by the way, is ranked number one in the preseason, too, and that's the first time both the men's and women's team have been ranked number one in preseason. Thanks to our guests today. It's easy to see why those folks we had on the show today are where they are and so successful. We do appreciate the time they took to be with us today. Kerry Forsythe, the head women's golf coach at UCLA, and Kevin McPherson, the head men's golf coach at Augusta State. UCLA, the defending women's champion. Augusta State, the two-time defending men's champion in their open defense of their titles in the fall season shortly, next couple of weeks. That's going to do it for Jerry. I'm Jay. Thanks for joining us. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.